Are we going to talk about OG Lawn Darts at all?
I'm gonna straighten out a couple little things. You know I've tried, but I can't really sing. So everybody calm down. Let me explain the small town sound. You see, I sold my soul to punk rock in 83. I joined a band and started yelling about that anarchy. I was just having fun, never made any money, but I never learned to rock the mic properly. Learned to sing in the basement and up above the garage, like my vocals pissed off and raw. I still put my heart into everything I write. Still can't sing to save my life.
Did you have specific things you wanted to say? I didn't get a chance to like go back and re-listen to it, honestly. So the main thing, okay, you know, just like, I was in that song.
I liked hearing my own voice on the song. That was my favorite part.
I actually didn't. I don't like hearing my own voice talking. I haven't listened to that podcast, the last podcast, to be honest, because I don't like hearing myself talk. I'll talk, but I don't like hearing myself talk. So I was like, oh my God, it's my voice. But I don't know. It was cute. I mean, it was one of those meta things too. You know, it's like, was this too much meta or was this enough meta? Like, what were your thoughts about that?
Yeah. Well, I think meta-wise, it's wrong. Meaning it's probably, at least thematically, it's ephemeral. You know, it's not going to stand up to repeat listens. It's very much of that one thing then. Whereas, you know, Jerkatorium has done some serious meta stuff with like No Good Can Come of This, but, you know, that is not specifically about whatever year we made that. That, you know, you can re-listen to that now and it's about any Song Fight Live and it's about, you know, yearly Song Fight Live. So that kind of fits with any of that. And then, you know, some of the other ephemeral stuff, well, it was for what it was for and it wasn't meant to be listened to over and over again. But I guess it bugs me a little bit when there's something that's something for a very specific deal, even if it's this podcast. And that's pretty much what this song was all about. It was a response to it. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to at least acknowledge it because he took the effort of making a song that was to us, about us, and for us. And, you know, I just wanted to shout out. I thought it was a good song. It was as good as any of the other OG Lawn Dart songs. I think, you know, again, I've already complained about how ephemeral the topic was in terms of the lyrics. But I still enjoyed it. I still liked hearing it. It still frustrated me a little bit because, of course, you know, I can say in 9 out of 10 podcasts that I could listen to Small Town Mike reading a phone book and still be captivated by the charisma of it. But I say one thing that is like, well, we know what we're going to get when we get a Small Town Mike verse. And that's the thing that he focuses on, which I'm sure we all do, right? It's like people could say a ton of nice things about us. And then one thing that's mildly critical and we obsess on that.
Yeah, somebody said I sing like a Muppet just once, and oh man, just never letting that go.
I take the thought that you should probably take that as a compliment instead. I love the Muppets.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, so I think that the lyrics of this song, though, I mean, the rest of, like, I thought the rest of the song was kind of this like defiant, you know, story about, you know, defying what people say about you and going your own way or whatever. Like, I thought actually, I mean, I'm basing this off of my memory of hearing this song like 4 months ago or whatever, so I could be totally wrong, but I didn't think the song itself was actually that meta, aside from like all the samples and things, was it?
I guess you could read it that way. I mean, actually, come to think of it, yeah, if you just took out the samples, then it'd be a fine OG Lawn Dart song that is probably, you know, more widely interpretable. But it, just because of how it is and how it's posted and how it's, quote, immortalized, unquote, online, you know, we're probably never going to hear that version. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I
don't know.
I mean, I liked hearing the different, the screaming, screaming punk rock, hardcore, small town mic.
Yeah.
Was that him? Was that that thing
I
about
thought
the
he
bus
said it
stop?
Was. I thought that was like an actual thing that like some recording of him from when he was a teenager.
Yeah,
in a
that's
hardcore
what I thought
band.
Too. Well, you should really read the boards, Ryan.
I shouldn't. I don't want to like advocate for people not reading the boards, but I'm not good on the boards, so I want to keep my exposure limited. I'll get sucked in otherwise. Anyhow, yeah. So I'm going to cut that out though, because I don't want to advocate for people not getting on the boards. So I just think I'm not good on them.